When you step through the portal of your own creation, you're greeted by the smells and sights of the human plane. Your magic flickers behind you, and the portal you used winks out of existence. You step off the ancient stone structure that enabled your travel, your cape billowing out behind you. It is a bright spring day, and the nearby cherry blossom trees shed their pink petals on your dark cloak as you descend. The sun is shining, the grass is green. And you see a beautiful maiden in the clearing, her shoulders shaking with silent sobs. Her pale blue dress spills out around her, and her finery makes her even more out of place than you. Curious to learn if this woman is flesh and blood or some kind of spirit, you step forward.
Hello. Where on earth did you come from? Wait, it doesn't matter. Have you seen my horse? I took the carriage out on my own, and I guess I didn't tie him in properly. He got spooked. I tried to chase him down, but... Excuse me. I'm sorry. I've just had the worst day. I should remember my manners, though. I'm Lady Luzon. Oh. You're offering me a hand up. Thank you. You're very gallant. And... you haven't seen my horse? Thank you anyway. May I have your name? It's a pleasure to meet you. Aren't you hot in that cloak? I'm sorry. I wish I could chat more. But I really must continue looking for my horse. I can't risk being alone at nightfall. Did you just summon a horse? I think it's on fire right now. No, look, its hooves are leaving scorch marks in the grass. You're quite sure it's tame? I'm sorry, I don't mean to come across as ungrateful. I'm just shocked. I've never met a warlock before. I thought you would have horns or hooves. And that must explain how you appeared out of nowhere. I've never heard of a warlock doing good deeds before. You're not going to demand a pint of my blood in exchange, are you? Well, I didn't know warlocks could be witty. Are you really just showing up out of thin air and solving all my problems? You seem more like an angel. I can't believe your timing. May I hug you? I need to make sure you're real. Can this horse pull my carriage? I've never seen dark magic like that before. Are you going towards the city? Why don't you ride with me then? Here. If you can hook up your summoned creature to the carriage, I'll open a bottle of wine for us. Come on. Let's go before your robes get covered in cherry blossom petals. Cheers, my warlock. To meeting handsome strangers on the road. My friends are going to be so jealous when they learn about how you helped me. I can't wait to tell them all kinds of fascinating stories about you. May I ask what business brought you out to the meadow I was in? You've come for revenge. I'm almost sorry for asking. No, don't misunderstand me. I just think that sounds very personal. I'm sorry that an injustice was done to you that needs to be fixed. No, I'm not naive enough to advocate for forgiveness. Sometimes people need to be held accountable for their actions. I haven't lived your life or walked in your shoes. Oh, here. You still have a few petals on you. Let me lean in closer and get those for you. Oh no, there's some in your hair. Do you mind? You poor thing, getting pulled into a carriage and having some strange girl put her hands all over you. However, will you cope? I'm sorry. Did you just squirm? Is the big bad warlock ticklish? Oh my goodness, what will the other demons think? Aha! Oh! You smell good. Like brimstone and cherry blossoms. That is delightful. Listen, I know we just met, but I need to forget about the world for a while.
Why don't we draw the curtains on this carriage and finish this bottle of wine? I want to speak all night with you until I fall asleep mid-sentence. After all, it's not every day a girl has a powerful warlock all to herself. Don't worry, I'll prompt you. Tell me all about the places you've visited, the spells that you've cast. I know so little about magic and adventuring. It sounds exciting. Can you do that for me? Please. Thank you. You seem so kind. I just need to forget for a while. Now, tell me the most interesting creature you've seen on your travels. Spare me no detail, my warlock. I want to know the color of every feather, every scale. And the carriage rolls on, long into the night. You and Lady Luzon speak for hours, and eventually she drifts off, asleep on your shoulder. To be continued. Thank you so much for being my patron. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you later for part 2 of this story. Take care.